Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Borum. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Mueller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Mueller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting third. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Holm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is called out on strikes. One out. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferris covering, for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Lake scores. Butcher moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is walked intentionally. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Outlaw for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm takes first base on ball four. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Ferris reaches second base with a double. Holm moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Borum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butcher for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich is walked intentionally. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hoover. Holm scores. Ferris scores. Metkovich moves to third. McBride moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazor is walked intentionally. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. Two outs. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0-for-1 in the game. Borum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holm bunts in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to third. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferris for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ferris Kramer moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lazor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Borum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Mayer moves to second. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayer scores. Richards moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richards scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0-for-2 in the game. Borum hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson moves to third. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ferris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. Newsom moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom scores. Ferris moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Ferris moves to third. Lake moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris scores. Lake scores. There goes Metkovich trying to get to second. Outlaw throws the ball into Mayer, who relays the ball to Hoover, who tags Metkovich for the out. It's 7-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yerk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walter Wilson now pitching. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lazor hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Culberson bunts towards the mound. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Newsom hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Holm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Holm reaches second base with a double. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ferris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Ferris reaches second base with a double. Holm scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Lake reaches second base with a double. Ferris scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Billy Pierce now pitching. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butcher bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. McBride takes first base on ball four. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Borum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum is 0-for-3 in the game. Borum takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borum moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler now playing center field. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Culberson strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Holm takes first base on ball 4. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Ferris hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lazor, who is chasing the ball. Mayer reaches third base with a triple. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John McHale pinch hits for Billy Pierce. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.